Today's inspection report makes troubling reading. It's not the first time that we've been concerned by findings about Cook and Wood. The last inspection was in 2016. Inspectors went in again in August last year, and they found that the prison had actually become more violent and less safe during that time. But maybe the biggest concern is the clear absence of purposeful activity for children to take part in. This is a prison that holds children aged between 15 and 18, and what the inspectors found was that on far too many occasions there were very well trained and skilled professionals waiting to give sessions in the education areas, but unfortunately, due to a lack of officers working on the wings, the children remained locked inside their cells and those sessions didn't happen. The prison, by its own estimate, was telling the inspectors that they said that on average children were locked up inside their cells for 19 and a half hours a day. Inspectors actually found that in many cases children were spending even longer than that. And it should surprise anybody that tension's going to rise in that environment. And we've seen violence in Cook and Wood escalate in recent months. So it's really important that the prison is properly resourced so that children can be let out of their cells, can access these sessions and benefit from what's on offer. At the moment, they're currently just spending days on end looking at bare walls, doing nothing.
Is there any kind of indication as to what has led to this point?
Well, the prison system as a whole, for children and for adults, is under significant strain. If we look at the prison system as a whole, we've seen a rising prison population. We've seen chronic overcrowding, not so much the case in Cook and Wood, but in many of the adult prisons, overcrowding is a huge problem. And we've seen significant cuts to resources, which has led to a reduction in the number of staff working. Some prisons in the Kent area have seen cuts of about 30%. In the number of officers working. The government is trying to redress that. There's been a big recruitment drive lately, but it's very difficult to retain experienced staff in a service where violence and drug use has become so commonplace. And Cook and Wood is not immune from those pressures. The staffing shortages in Cook and Wood are significant, and because of that, children are spending hours on end locked inside their cells rather than doing anything meaningful.